Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk on as many radio stations as possible. It's right about 200 right now. It's Mark with you.
And the captain.
And for those that listened last week, there's a lot of stations that only carry us on Saturday evenings, or Sunday evenings, or both, or, you know, any variety thereof. We've got weeknight affiliates. We've got weekend affiliates. And I bet you heard a completely different show than the normal. Captain, what was it like last weekend?
Oh, my gosh. It was... Well, the thing I missed the most was just being able to take calls.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to call this show Free Talk Live without callers, so...
It does sound rather hollow.
We did our best. We had, you know, probably, I think we had three hosts every night just to make sure that we had a variety of, you know, personalities and people bringing in different stories and that kind of a thing to keep things rolling.
2 weeks ago, on Tuesday of the week before last, the Federal Bureau of Investigations busted into the studio and destroyed things, maliciously pulled wires out, and basically just took us off the air. And
the terrorists attack,
yeah,
as I like to call
it. It was the raid that could have been a telephone call. And, yeah, not a surprise. They seem to wander through here whenever they darned well feel like it. And, heck, if you're not going to file civil lawsuits against them for it, why wouldn't they? So they did it, and we're trying to put things back together. Our main host, Ian Freeman, who, if you've listened to the show very often, you certainly are familiar with him.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. He is in the pokey right now, and I don't know when he's going to get out, honestly. His lawyer's asking for bail, but haven't gotten it yet.
And the judge said she would make her decision expeditiously. I did sit in on the bail hearing via Zoom. With
a soft spot in my heart for that. But on the other hand, they're mandating that people accept Bitcoin. And that, to me, is a major turnoff. Yucky.
It's like trying to force democracy on people who wouldn't vote for it.
Yeah. So, and now, Mark, the law itself down there in El Salvador does say that everyone has to accept Bitcoin if they're in business, but supposedly that's not being enforced, right?
Yeah, as far as I know, there hasn't been any enforcement. There's no one that's been arrested or charged with it. With that said, the law is still pretty clear. And just because right now in this moment of time there's no enforcement doesn't mean at any minute they can't throw down the book.
Right, or selectively enforce it on people who are politically unpopular.
I was just about to say, they'll probably use this sort of a law on, you know, selectively on their opponents. So if somebody tries to, I don't know, run for office maybe against the president of El Salvador, they'll use it against them.
Could be.
I think they just whack them down there.
Yeah. Is that how it works in El Salvador?
Well, that was one of the things that I think you discussed in your documentary, which I've not watched the full documentary yet, but I've definitely seen some of it. And that is that this president down there, for all, you know, how he presents himself as Mr. Cool Guy with a backwards hat and, you know, acting like he's cool Bitcoin bro, he's also a total, you know, authoritarian statist and has his political opponents arrested for no reason whatsoever.
Standard operating procedure.
Yeah. So, Mark, like I said, I didn't want to have you here to rehash what's going on in El Salvador. That experiment continues. What I was really interested in hearing from you about tonight was the Bitcoin Cash experiment that is now going on in St. Martin's, and it looks like also St. Kitts and Nevis, which are some of the Caribbean islands that have just exploded with Bitcoin Cash acceptance on a voluntary basis by merchants, taxi drivers, all kinds of stores and shops all across the island, all the way up to even like a large grocer, it looked like.
Yeah.
And you were one of the guys on the ground there. You made a 24-minute documentary, which I have watched, and it's very interesting, on your YouTube channel, which is simply, I believe, called Mark Falzon. F-A-L-Z-O-N, and again, it's Mark with a C. So folks can check that out. But a tremendous level of adoption, St. Martin's, with a population of, I think you looked it up, Chris, 76,000? Or something like that.
Sounds about right.
With well over 100.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically the size of Cheshire County here, which is really small.
Yeah, and, you know, we like to brag about Keene, New Hampshire, being one of the highest places as far as per capita businesses accepting Bitcoin.
In the United States.
It looks like St. Martin's is kicking our butt right now with a much higher per capita businesses accepting. What attracted you there in the first place? Kind of tell us your stories. To obviously, you left St. Or El Salvador at some point and ended up in the island. So what happened?
Yeah, well, first off, let me just say, it's just so funny from my perspective after being in El Salvador and making my documentary there. There was just this negative pressure always on me, right? And of course, there was spyware put on the phones of journalists that were speaking out, and I was one of the people doing that, so I was always worried. Going from that to being in St. Martin, St. Kitts, where everything is positive and everything is wonderful and there's no mandates, no enforcement, that has just been black and white, so it has felt like a vacation. But as you mentioned, I've had a really incredible opportunity to experience the rollout, I shouldn't say rollout, the expansion of Bitcoin Cash across both of these islands, really in just a period of 2 months. And the reason that it started happening is I was following Reddit, and on Reddit I started noticing that there was more and more merchants that were taking Bitcoin Cash in St. Kitts. And I said, okay, well, that's interesting. I should go there and see what's going on. I flew down, and I wanted to get the story and see why are these people in the middle of the Caribbean all starting to use Bitcoin Cash all of a sudden? Is it just hype, or are locals using it? What's the story? So that's what brought me down here to begin with.
Yeah, I'm interested in that as well. Now, Roger Veer has been a longtime supporter of Free Talk Live, going way, way back, since before he was Bitcoin Roger Veer. He was Memory Dealers Roger Veer, and he used to sell computer RAM.
I remember that.
Wholesale computer RAM. He was an advertiser with us back then, and he actually found out about Bitcoin by listening to this show. So, you know, we're still friends with Roger, and Bitcoin.com still a sponsor here on Free Talk Live. So I happen to know that Roger spent some number of months in the year in St. Kitts. In fact, he left the United States a decade ago and rescinded his U.S. citizenship and then got himself the St. Kitts citizenship. And so he does spend a lot of time there. So, of course, my immediate thought was, oh, St. Martin's is right next door to St. Kitts? Okay. Well, Roger Veer is highly involved in whatever is going on over there. So I imagine that's part of the story.
You know what? That is the story you'd expect. And while there is truth in it, Roger obviously does have involvement. It turns out that the widespread adoption of Bitcoin Cash in St. Kitts and St. Martin has actually very little to do with Roger himself.
Really?
And that shocked me. Yeah. I'm very happy I got to call in to kind of tell the broader story. But I got to meet Roger for the first time when I came down here. And, of course, like I said, he is involved in some degree, but really, the story down here in St. Kitts and St. Martin is not a story about Roger. It's a story about a man named Sonny Gahani. I'm not sure if that's a name you've come across.
Was he one of the guys Was he one of the guys that was featured in your documentary?
The
24-minute one?
He appeared. He's the Indian man who was playing the Robbie's Lottery ad.
Okay, yeah, the guy with the big glasses. Okay.
Yeah, he's a little ostentatious with how he dresses.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's him. So his story, I'll tell you kind of briefly.
Yeah.
He came over from India, came to St. Martin. That's the key. Came to St. Martin and got a job selling, I don't know what it was, a very low-level job, working his way up. A decade later, he built himself a little business, comes over to St. Kitts, starts
Hold hold that thought, Mark. Stick with us. Yep. We're going to continue, and you're going to tell us more of the story of how St. Martin's became what appears to be, right now, the number one place on the planet for local acceptance of cryptocurrency, specifically Bitcoin Cash in this case, but I don't think there's anywhere else on the planet that rivals this. If I'm wrong about that, let me know. We got more with Mark Fowlson on the way. This is Free Talk.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. The phones are open. If you want to join the show, you can. Although right now, you can only get on. on the air if you have a question for Mark Fallison about his experience. You can ask him about El Salvador. We're also got another crypto guy joining us tomorrow night to talk about his experience in El Salvador. He'll actually be in the studio with us. He's visiting Keene right now. He's doing some, I guess, documentary shooting for kind of exploring New Hampshire and the crypto options here. But we've got Mark Falzon on with us. Again, he's got a YouTube channel. It's Mark with a C, F-A-L-Z-O-N. You want to pull him up and you can find his latest documentary, 24-minute documentary about St. Martin. Is it the crypto capital of the world? And I dare say that from what I've seen so far, it sure looks like it. If you look at the not only the raw number of Bitcoin Cash in this case, accepting businesses, but if you look at it per capita, then I can't imagine anywhere could possibly be topping it. And Mark is back on the show here with us. Mark, you were just getting into kind of giving us some of the history on how this happened. And you say it wasn't Roger Ver that was responsible for this. He certainly lives in the area, but there was another guy named Sonny who you said was from India that migrated there?
Yeah. So long story short, Sonny came over to St. Martin, will play a part in the story, obviously. He spent a decade there, then came over to St. Kitts. In St. Kitts, he grew a business and became one of the alcohol distributors. So he's connected with all of the restaurants, a lot of the hotels, all the bars. So what ended up happening is Sonny Gahani learned about Bitcoin Cash from Roger. And when he learned about it, he had no idea what crypto was or how any of it worked, he realized the potentiality of it, which is, I'm sure is what you realize, what I realize, what even Roger realized when he listened to your show to learn about Bitcoin, which at that time was functioning as what Bitcoin Cash functions now.
Right.
And everything from there happened quick. So Sonny, being connected with all of the businesses and restaurants and bars here, and, of course, knowing people, you know, like the ministers, and it's a small community. In less than 2 weeks, not an exaggeration, less than 2 weeks, Sonny Gahani himself had onboarded over 100 businesses in St. Kitts and Nevis.
Wow.
To accept Bitcoin Cash.
That is impressive.
It is all about who you know.
Right?
Amazing.
Well, who you know, and also was he offering to take Bitcoin for wholesale purchases from his business?
Bitcoin Cash.
Or Bitcoin Cash.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right, okay.
That's a big part of it. So now all of the businesses and restaurants that purchase from him, they can start accepting Bitcoin Cash and close the loop.
Smart.
By purchasing their product from Sonny.
That's amazing. And you said this took him 2 weeks. So how long ago was this 2 weeks compared to where we are right now?
I think it would have been, maybe 2 or 3 months ago when this first started happening.
Wow.
And so you caught wind of this. How did you find out what was going on over there?
Well, there was posting online on Reddit of new businesses that were starting to accept Bitcoin Cash. And, of course, in the Telegram group, there's just a lot of chatter. Whenever there's someone accepting Bitcoin Cash, the word gets out, and I started hearing, Kits, St. Kitts, St. Kitts, St. Kitts. What is going on in St. Kitts? So it was something that I wanted to go see. When I got down here, I think, I'm not sure how many businesses there were. I think there must have been around 40 at the time that I arrived. And then a week later, there were another 60 that was added to the bin.
Amazing. And you were part of that, it looked like, from the video, the documentary, the 24-minute one that you just put up on YouTube a few days ago. It looked like you were helping cab drivers get installed with a point-of-sale system. And you're using, or they're using the Bitcoin.com. They've got some kind of an app, right?
Yeah, so one of the things that we're doing, I was involved in both the St. Kitts and the St. Martin. By the time that I arrived, I was documenting, but I was also introducing Bitcoin Cash to both individuals and businesses. And one of the things that we did is we found, okay, well, there's some businesses that are interested in accepting Bitcoin Cash, but they're really not. They don't have the infrastructure. They don't have, you know, a boss who's working at a restaurant needs to be there to accept Bitcoin Cash. Now, luckily, there's a free app called the download it on any device and then accept Bitcoin Cash payment, which then goes to the owner's phone. So we help install that on business devices that either the restaurants have or businesses have, or we would just go bulk buy tons of really inexpensive Android phones, preload them with the Bitcoin Cash Register app, and then just give them to the businesses.
Sure. Yeah, we did that stuff here in Keene, but we were using AnyPay, which was a software that is created by some of our friends here in New Hampshire, and it does Bitcoin Cash and Dash and the original Bitcoin and a couple other cryptos. One of the issues that we ran into with AnyPay on occasion was because they were using servers, sometimes there were some problems behind the scenes, and it would make for a difficult transaction with customers. Do you know if the Bitcoin Cash Register app is bypassing any servers and just like do you know how the technicals are working there? Is it something that is pretty rock solid as far as reliability is concerned?
Yeah, so I know a fair bit about the behind the scenes of the Register app. Effectively, the only thing it's calling from is the current price of Bitcoin Cash.
Mm-hmm.
But if the phone is not online, let's say the restaurant, you know, their Wi-Fi goes out, they can still accept Bitcoin Cash because the QR code that's displayed, the address, is the owner that's programmed into the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So the owner can still accept Bitcoin Cash payments even if the register device or the phone is off.
I'm actually a software developer. And that is more or less the solution that I recommended as a replacement to AnyPay.
So I am kind of curious, how does that work in terms of showing, you know, indicating that the payment was sent and accepted, right? Like, does it show paid on the cash register app?
Great question. So the answer to that is, if it's on the internet, some Wi-Fi, it does.
Okay.
If it's not, if you send a payment to a Bitcoin Cash Register app when it's off Wi-Fi, then the sender's phone will obviously send. The Bitcoin Cash Register won't register. It won't know that the payment went through.
Obviously,
the screen doesn't turn green.
Right.
But when we onboard the businesses, we always tell them. And you know, just today, actually, I went to a place where their internet was down and bought my lunch with Bitcoin Cash.
Nice.
And they just called the owner and said, did it go through? And yes, it went through.
Okay. Sweet.
Yeah.
Very cool. So there's so many businesses there. You mentioned all these restaurants, bars. This guy that Sonny, that is the one of the liquor dealers down there, is setting all these people up. Can you at this point eat every single meal and pay with Bitcoin Cash there on St. Martin's?
Yeah, I'm going to say 100 businesses in a place that only has 80,000 people or so. That's got to be most of your businesses, right?
Well,
it's not just that you can eat. It's not just that you can eat anywhere. It's that you can do everything.
All right, I want to hear more about it. I want to hear more about a day with Bitcoin Cash. If you got, you can stick with us, right, and talk for a bit.
Oh, yeah.
All right. More with Mark Falzon, MarkFalzon. Check him out on his YouTube. Do you have an Odyssey, Mark?
A what?
All right. We'll talk to you about that. Hang on.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News. A new chapter in the history of organized labor in this country happened in New York today as Amazon workers successfully unionized for the first time in the company's 28-year history. This is union organizer Chris Smalls.
We got the juggler. We went for the juggler. And we went for the top dog because we want every other industry, every other business to know that Things have changed.
President Biden today touting the solid March jobs report.
More jobs created over the first 14 months of any presidency in any term ever.
The economy added another 431,000 jobs while the unemployment rate dipped to 3.6%. Two former Trump aides may face criminal contempt of Congress citations from the House. Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino have refused to cooperate with the House committee investigating last year's attack on the Capitol. House contempt citations would be referred to the Justice Department for possible prosecution. This is USA Radio News. The CDC will lift COVID border restrictions in late May. The Title 42 health order had allowed the U.S. to expel nearly 2 million migrants since the pandemic began, former Vice President Mike Pence.
It's hard to believe that the Biden administration has found a way to make the worst border crisis in American history even worse. But they have.
The House voted Friday 220 to 204 to pass the MORE Act, which would remove marijuana from the controlled substances list, leaving it up to states to set their own laws. Louisiana Democratic Congressman Troy Carter.
Law enforcement simply cannot afford to chase small-time offenders while violent crime continues to be on the rise.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki is sidestepping reports she's headed to MSNBC in the coming weeks. She was pressed on whether or not it was ethical for her to remain in the White House while negotiations with the network continue.
I have taken the ethics, legal requirements to the highest, very seriously.
This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live, and you can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. If you've got a question about what it's like being on what may be the highest accepting of cryptocurrency as far as per capita and maybe even just raw numbers of businesses on the planet, it looks like it's St. Martin and St. Kitts, which are two relatively small population islands in the Caribbean, east of Puerto Rico. We were just checking out the map to refresh us on where these are located. There's a gentleman who has been talking with us about it, Mark Falzon. That's MarkFalzon. He's got a YouTube, and I had asked him a moment ago if he has an Odyssey channel yet, because we are streaming on Odyssey. We still have a YouTube, but they keep banning us from time to time. So, you know, we may not be here tomorrow on YouTube, but if you always want to see us, you can always go to video.freetalklive.com, which takes you straight to our Odyssey channel, and you can follow us there. And when I actually picked up the phone after we went to the break there, Mark, and you have heard of Odyssey, and you had it sort of in your on your back burner to go and secure yourself the Mark Falzon Odyssey channel, and so it sounds like you're going to do that soon.
Yeah, that'll be up. I actually had an Odyssey temporarily, but I lost my access to it, and they took it down, and it just, I haven't got a chance. Well, I've had plenty of chances to getting up, but you've given me the extra fire to just get that done this week.
Yeah, we really love the library technology that is behind Odyssey, sort of was how Odyssey was founded. Odyssey has gone a little more centralized just to encourage, you know, people to use the service and make sure they give it, it's, you know, got the appropriate download speeds and everything. But ultimately, it is based on the library media protocol, which is an uncensorable media sharing protocol that some of our friends here in New Hampshire put together. And Jeremy Kaufman, of course, the founder of Library the SEC is targeting them. They've been dealing with threats from the SEC for 4 years now. So they're just an amazing group of freedom of speech loving people. So glad to hear that you're heading in that direction. So let's go back into what's happening in St. Martin's, where there's well over 100 businesses on the Bitcoin map. You can go to map.bitcoin.com. I think it was over 120 businesses there in St. Martin, and about the same amount in nearby St. Kitts, which is the island just to the south. You were going to kind of describe, not only can you eat at local restaurants day and night and basically survive off of Bitcoin Cash on this island, but you can do a whole lot more. And you were about to tell us kind of like a day in the life or what are some of the things you've done.
Well, it's not that you can survive here. You can thrive here with Bitcoin Cash. Effectively, everything is available. You can rent a car here with Bitcoin Cash. Lawyers accept it. Jennifer Harding Marlin is a citizenship by investment lawyer who accepts it. You can get your COVID test here and go see a doctor here with Bitcoin Cash.
Wow.
Everything.
How about a hooker?
Think of.
Yeah, the hooker's what I really want to know about.
I don't know this from personal experience, but I've heard that, yes, there are. That is an option.
All right, you sold me.
My girlfriend might be listening. So.
Quick question on the Register app. Do you know if it's open source?
I believe it is.
Nice.
All right, so you guys got a grocery store chain there too, so you can seriously go. You don't have to eat out. You can go to an actual grocer, and I saw you in the aisles in this documentary. This isn't some little bodega or like a tiny little shop. This is a massive grocer, right?
It's the real deal. It's the real deal. Now, here's the thing. If it's okay, I'll jump in. One of the things with cryptocurrency adoption is it's great when people accept it, right? It's really wonderful when businesses take it. But what is it really about? It's about locals using it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you a quick anecdote. There's a coffee shop here that I love to go to. And I went in there recently. I think it was in one of my recent videos. And I bought a coffee. I said, are you getting any Bitcoin Cash there? Said, oh, yeah, of course. Well, are they all travelers, tourists, or are they locals? No, they're locals. So that's the question I ask everyone when I go to these businesses. Are you getting locals that are coming in to use it? And they are.
I'm glad you asked that, really, because that was going to be the, you know, I'm glad you even went there, because that was going to be one of my tough questions was, all right, this is just Sonny and Roger and Mark, right? I mean, that's you're the only three on the island that are going around and spending it. And, you know, the 6 months from now, if we call half these businesses, they'll have quit taking Bitcoin Cash. You're saying this is real, that there's actual people on the ground, normal islanders, townies, as we would call them here in New Hampshire, that are into this. They're getting paid, some of them, in Bitcoin Cash. Their businesses are taking it in, and they're spending it around town.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the things that some people are doing here is they're taking a percentage of their paycheck in cryptocurrency. So they might not take all of it. But they might take even a small percentage.
Yeah, you know, we were just talking about off air about how we noticed there weren't any crypto vending machines on the island, at least not that are on the map, which is why I was wondering, where are they getting this crypto from?
So, it, you know, with St. Martin, they don't need crypto ATMs because there's a place there called Broadie's Lottery that is a money, I believe they're a money exchange, and all of their locations, they have tons of them all over the island where people can go buy lottery tickets but can also exchange Bitcoin Cash.
Oh, wow. Nice. That's cool.
That's right, because it's a tourist spot, so they're going to have money exchanges.
Sure. That's sweet.
Mm-hmm. And it works both ways. So you can give them USD. You can give them Bitcoin Cash. You can go either direction.
Wow.
All the Robbie's Lotteries do it.
And was it Sonny that had the connection there, too, and got them hooked up?
Yep. Exactly.
Killer.
Sonny knows the Robbie of Robbie Lottery, so he was able to set all that up. I mean, everyone likes to say, okay, well, it's Roger. But no, it really isn't.
It was Sonny.
It's one guy named Sonny. Now, let me give you a little bit of inside information. What's happening in St. Kitts and what's happening in St. Martin? Next time you get a chance, go to maps.bitcoin.com and look at India.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Sonny is right now.
Oh, okay.
And that map is turning green really fast.
Nice. That's amazing. Well, of course, he's going back there, and he's got his family and his old friends there that he's got connections with, which is pretty cool. Now, of course, India's got way more people living in it than St. Martin's and St. Kitts, so it's still going to be per capita. I think these islands are going to be the game to beat.
Yeah, and India is cracking down on their crypto, from what I've heard. So. Mm-hmm.
Yep, what are they you're absolutely right. On?
I'm trying to think what they did. They're taxing it or something, and they won't let you deduct it from your, like, if you make a gain from it, they won't let you deduct your losses. So it's like, you know, normally, like, if you have an asset, you can deduct your losses, and you can't do that with crypto in India now. So it kind of, like, it screws anybody over who's got crypto.
Is that what you've heard, Mark? Do you know anything about it?
Yeah, I've heard some of those things too. I don't know to what degree they're really trying to block crypto, but they're not making it easy. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. India is actually the next location that I'm going to be going to do another kind of documentary, crypto documentary.
So, speaking of governments, one of the aspects that you covered in your documentary about St. Martin's was this government guy. I'm not sure what exactly his role is there, but he seemed to have some sort of ranking. This dude that he's now going to be apparently the very first government official to accept his full paycheck in Bitcoin Cash. And that apparently has never happened before. Remember, the New York mayor made a big deal about taking his first three paychecks in Bitcoin, but then I guess he changed back to cash. But this guy's taking full on.
And this is not a small amount of money. I looked it up. It's a six-figure salary that he gets.
Yeah, he gets a big salary there. Tell us a little bit about connecting with him and what that could possibly lead to as far as, you know, political acceptance of cryptocurrency on the island.
Well, that's a whole big story. So the guy's name is Rolando Bryson. Very young politician, and actually a lot of the ministers of the country are. So they're fairly open-minded. Not that you can't be open-minded if you're not a young guy. But
It helps.
It is what it is. So he is the head of parliament. So he's not just some random minister. This guy is the mover and shaker there. And one of the things
the
that I'm
Prime
so excited about...
Hold that thought, Mark. I want to get in. We'll get into it here. What is exciting about this? Because it's hard to get excited by politicians or the political process. But I do want to hear what you have to say about that coming up here in moments. And this is Free Talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us. You can dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Although, if you've got a question for Mark Falzon, you'll be given a priority. If you got something else to talk about, we will get to the rest of the show, which, of course, is open phones, as it will always be here on Free Talk Live. So we'll do that here in a moment. So we still have Mark Falzon on with us. He is a YouTube documentarian. He's been following around the Bitcoin world for the last little while. Went to El Salvador, did an hour-and-a-half-long documentary on what's been happening down there, and just recently released about almost a half-hour-long documentary on St. Martin's and the incredible adoption by local businesses in St. Martin's, which is a very, very small island, less than 75,000 in population, and yet over 100 businesses on the map at map.bitcoin.com as accepting Bitcoin Cash. And he's kind of telling the story about how all that happened here. And you were just about to get into this Rolando Bryson, who is, you said, the head of parliament there in St. Martin's, which is apparently somehow related to the Dutch. Not sure exactly if they're like a territory. Do you know what the relation is there?
Yeah. I was listening to your show, I think, last week when you're talking about it. So the way it works is St. Martin is two islands that are divided in half, and they're both St. Martin, but they're spelled either in the Dutch way or in a French way. So the French side is part of France. Same government, same everything. The Dutch side, they have a little bit more autonomy.
Wait, you said it's part of France?
Yeah, so the French side, if you're French, you can live there.
Huh.
It's part of France. Same with St. Bart's. There's a few islands that are French. So the French side is the French side. And then there's St. Martin, which they have their own government. They have their own voting abilities. They have some autonomy. And they're connected with the Dutch.
So which side is the northern? Is the northern side the French side or the southern side?
I think it's the northern side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So is there like a big gate or a fence between the two, or is the immigration pretty easy?
It's pretty easy, yeah. And Bitcoin Cash, luckily, has kind of jumped the fence too, so to speak, and it's in both sides.
Okay.
But mostly mostly in the Dutch side.
Okay, got it. So when you were there, did you spend most of your time on the southern side of the island?
You know, I spent a fair amount of time there, but, you know, Sonny's connections didn't really get him into the French side. I actually am a French citizen, so I did some onboarding myself personally over on the French side.
Neat. So the MP, the gentleman you're talking about, Rolando, he is the MP of the southern side of the island, of the Dutch side?
Exactly. Yep.
And he was speaking in English. It seemed like everyone in the video was speaking in English. Is it a pretty dual-lingual place, lots of English speaking there?
It's pretty much primarily English.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me about this guy, this Rolando, and you said he's very young. A lot of the MPs there are young. What, you know, how'd you get how did they get connected with him, and what inspired him to be the first politician on the planet to accept his entire paycheck in cryptocurrency, specifically Bitcoin Cash? I mean, that was pretty impressive, I have to admit.
So I'll give you a page of the playbook, the strategy. If you want to roll Bitcoin Cash, really any cryptocurrency, into any country, here's exactly what to do. The first thing to do is you get the small businesses to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Small little one-party businesses that, you know, there's not a lot of bureaucracy. After you get 30 or 40 of those, you can start getting a few of the big names, a small grocery chain. Once you start going through these rings, then you can start approaching people who are the real movers and shakers. Now, in St. Martin, that was Rolando, who, of course, Sonny knows. Sonny knows everyone.
Sure. This
guy is the biggest networker you've ever met in your life. So when we approach Rolando, hey, look what's happening. Look at all these businesses. Look at all the stickers. Go in yourself. Give them $20. Go get yourself lunch. Go to the grocery store. Take a look. Take a taxi. All of them take Bitcoin Cash. So it's hard. And, you know, El Salvador did things kind of backwards. They had a tiny little community, very, 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 very small. It wasn't even using Bitcoin necessarily. They were using their own internal Bitcoin Beach app. And then the government mandated everything down.
Yeah, from the top down. They literally crammed Bitcoin down people's throats and then acted surprised when some people said they didn't like, you know, having that happen to them.
Yeah, exactly. Where in St. Martin, it's the other way. All people are using it. It's easy. It's everywhere. And then you can start talking to people who have the sway to make it a legal tender. Not a mandated one, but to make it a legal tender.
Yeah, well, that's what I said last week when I saw the meeting. There was like a little bit of the video in your video at your YouTube channel, Mark Falzon, MarkFalzon. There's a little bit of an interview with the politician, with Rolando, and he kind of makes this proclamation about accepting taking his full paycheck in Bitcoin Cash. And it made me think, oh, well, you know, what if they do this legal tender there? Obviously, they've got Roger Ver on the island. He's a pretty principled liberty guy. I imagine he's going to be suggesting hard to this guy to not mandate this, to just go ahead and recognize it and go no further. So are you feeling like that's the direction they might go with this?
Well, look, I mean, we all know how politicians are. So, you know, you don't want to count your chickens before they hatch.
Sure.
But based in, you know, what I've heard from Rolando and spending time with him and getting a sense of who he is over a period of a month, and also talking with him, he seems pretty committed to not forcing anyone to use this thing if they don't want it. It's exactly what it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
But we'll see, obviously, what happens, and it may never become a legal tender of the country. It may, and maybe it does in a way we don't like, but it seems like he's pretty committed to doing it the right way.
And are they pretty independent of the Netherlands there, meaning that you know they're sort of not directly connected to them?
I don't know exactly how deep it goes, but I know they do have a pretty wide degree of autonomy.
Like, so they probably wouldn't have to ask the mainland's permission to do something like that.
No, I don't think they. I don't think they need to get permission for that.
Good.
The French side might have to do that, but not the Dutch side. But I'll tell you a quick funny anecdote.
Sure.
Not to get too much bad blood with the BTC side, and if you like BTC, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but when the news got out that Rolando, BTC taking his full salary in Bitcoin Cash, and also said that he's going to be pursuing making it a legal tender. Samson Mao, who's the ex-Blockstream CSO, and obviously a very big connected person in the BTC world, went on a Twitter rampage claiming that he's going to fix the situation. It turns out he actually reached out to Rolando and had Sock Puppet accounts reach out to Rolando to try to warn him and get him out of BCH while there's still time. And Rolando gave me a phone call and was laughing at it, saying, "These guys must think I'm new to politics. Like, I know how this works. They're not tricking me."
Wow.
It amazes me that they think they can talk themselves into a monopoly. You can't maintain a monopoly without guns to back it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if your product isn't great and the Bitcoin product isn't very usable as cash as it was intended by Satoshi Nakamoto, and of course Bitcoin Cash and Dash and some of these other cryptos out there do a much better job of keeping fees low and keeping crypto usable. So, you know, you can't. If that's what the experience is that people are having on the ground, no amount of text messaging or Twitter messaging is going to cancel that in people's minds.
And even if they fixed Bitcoin, you know, brought the block size up to something civilized, you know, there's more than one bank in the world for a reason, you know. There's more than one grocery store chain in the world for a reason.
There's more than one credit card.
Monopolies are the wrong way to go.
Yeah, it's not even like it's that hard to utilize multiple cryptocurrencies with a multi-currency wallet. It's just because, you know, it's not quite the same thing as U.S. currencies with euros. It's pretty easy to go between the two. You don't have to take it to an exchange in order to convert it. Generally, you can even do it right within your wallet frequently enough. So
eventually, I'd really like to have a wallet-to-wallet protocol where maybe I've got BTC and you want BCH, but there's a market maker out there on the net somewhere who will buy and sell BTC and BCH. So instead of sending directly to you, I send him my BCH and he sends you BTC. Or I send him BTC and he sends you BCH.
Mark, do you have time for one more segment?
Oh, absolutely, I do.
More with Mark Felsen here with us. Again, he's been doing some interesting reporting from some of the Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash hotspots of the world. We got our...
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.